of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Skyline studio here on a Thursday morning, Triple Play Thursday. Get your request in now, one artist, three songs, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And after having some nice, warming, hot cocoa, we are now going to move on to talking about a really great event that happens every year at the Music Box Theater. And I highly recommend that you go at least once. It's the 36th annual Music Box Christmas sing along and double feature with White Christmas and It's a Wonderful Life. Our good friend Steve Procopi, who works with the Music Box Theater, told us about this on the Sunday night, Monday morning movie reviews. But we wanted to talk a little bit more about it and to have a really special guest on. Dennis Scott is the Music Box Theater's house organist. He's awesome, and he's great. He's been doing it for a really long time. And we want to talk about his history playing the organ and talk about the Music Box Theater and the great stuff that's going on. The White Christmas, It's a Wonderful Life sing-along double feature, Thursday, December 12th through Tuesday, December 24th at the Music Box Theater. You can get all the information there. But let's welcome Dennis to the show. Dennis, welcome to the show, and happy holidays.
Well, thanks so much, Nick. Good to be with you.
Yeah. I love your work. It's always so special to, you know, because the Music Box is such a beautiful and special place, and you add so much to that.
Oh, well, thank you so much. It's like my second home. I love being there.
Yeah, it's just great. Well, first of all, before we get into, you know, the sing-along, which is just, if you are a Scrooge and you have no Christmas spirit, go to this event. I guarantee you when you walk out of that Music Box Theater afterwards, you will have Christmas spirit. There's no question about it.
You will. That's what gets me through. You know, we do so many of these shows and people say, well, how do you have enough energy to do all of this? And I said, well, the audience feeds me the energy because everyone's there to have a great time, and you won't find more of the Christmas spirit, I think, any place in Chicago.
I totally agree with you, Dennis. All right, well, let's talk about your background. Tell everybody, you know, where are you originally from and how did you get into the playing the organ and stuff?
Well, I grew up in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and graduated from TU. Couldn't get into the music department because I didn't have enough early training by a state-certified teacher, so I was a journalism major, and then I went into other things, and then changed careers a couple of times with computer graphics, but music was always in there at some point through my entire life. And
what instrument did you start playing? Did you play piano first?
I actually started playing. Well, I did play the piano. We didn't have one at home, so I bugged all of my neighbors. I went around from house to house, people had pianos, and picked out songs by ear. And I had very nice, willing neighbors, willing to let me come in and plunk around on their pianos.
Yeah.
And then I started taking organ lessons when I was about 14.
Mm-hmm. Okay, continue. Go ahead.
Should have started earlier, but, you know, that's another long story.
And so when did you start playing the... I'm reading here that you started playing theater pipe organs installed in pizza parlors. Tell me about that.
I did. Well, there was a period of time. There are only a couple of them left now in the country, but there are... there was a period of time during the 70s, 80s, and up into the 90s where there were lots of pizza parlors that installed these pipe organs that had been removed from movie palaces. You know, Chicago was full of movie palaces at one time.
Yeah.
And we had the big ones like, you know, when the Uptown was open, the Granada, Century, big 3,000 seat houses.
Oh, yeah. And all the, I grew up, Dennis, going to the movies in the early 70s and such in the loop. I used to go to all the movie houses, the giant movie houses on Randolph and State and in that area.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they had the pipe organs. Well, they started installing these in pizza parlors. And I began playing in these, some of these. In fact, that's where I started playing for silent films, because one of the pizza parlors where I played I was living for a number of years in the Detroit area.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a pizza parlor there. The owners wanted to play silent comedies to two-reelers, you know, the 18 to 20-minute
yeah.
two-reelers like Buster Keaton, Harold Lloyd, Laurel and Hardy, so forth. So I started playing those. Well, my dearest friend and mentor was John Murray, who had played originally in the silent film era at the Indiana Theater in East Chicago, and he also occasionally played here in Chicago. And he lived in that area, and we used to get him to come in and play some of the films once in a while.
Yeah.
So I started doing that, and I'm thinking back now, that was 40 years ago this fall. So
wow. That's amazing. Dennis, what is the key to being a good accompanist on the organ? How do you work that craft?
Well, you have to be able to get away from sheet music, and you have to be able to improvise. Now, some people say, "Oh, well, I have a score and I read a score," but you can't really do that effectively when you're trying to follow the action on screen. People ask me, well, where's your sheet music? I said, it's up on the screen. That's what I play. and it gives me a lot of flexibility, not to be, to, I'm free from the printed page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that sounds like it's fun because you're a part of the movie. You become a part of the movie. Every time I've ever seen a film that has organ accompaniment, it's always really special, and the organist is as important as what's happening on screen.
Well, I've tried previewing some of these films by not playing them, and I sit and try to watch the film silently, and I can't do it. After about 5 minutes, I say, okay, I've got to play something,
yeah.
You know, behind.
Yeah.
So I will improvise a score sight unseen. Now, I've had to do that a few times, actually, in the theater. And I always tell the audience ahead of time, I have not seen this film. So we're both seeing this for the first time. Because we have wonderful bookers. We have members of the Chicago Film Society who are co-sponsoring our silence now, and they're also booking the film. Kyle Westfall is just brilliant at finding obscure but very good, very entertaining silent films. We did one that last month, the Signal Tower, which was a beautiful film, but it's one that's never seen.
Yeah.
Sometimes we'll get films that are so obscure, there's one print, and it comes in the night before I have to play it.
Yeah.
And so there's no chance for me to screen it. It just doesn't fall into the schedule.
Well,
that's
got to be, I got to tell you, Dennis, that sounds intimidating to me. I would be really sort of nervous about trying to do something, accompanying something I'd never seen.
Actually, it's kind of fun.
Is it?
truth be told. And I would rather see them because sometimes you have to look at every frame because sometimes something can happen during the course of the film and you're playing in one mood and something has just happened.
Yeah.
They've switched and changed to another mood or you've missed an important element of the film. So sometimes that can be comical.
I bet, yeah.
But you just wing it. You just play through it. And
Dennis? Do you have any favorite movies that you've played with? Are there classic ones that you really really love to accompany?
There are yes, there are a few of them. I love the Buster Keaton films. I every year I go to Muskegon, Michigan, to play for the International Buster Keaton Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And I love all of Buster's films, particularly The General.
Yes.
Which Roger Ebert said, at one point he said it was his favorite silent film, or he said it was the greatest silent film ever made. And on another occasion he said, you know, I think The General might be the best film ever made. And coming from someone
yeah.
such as Roger, yeah. That was a huge compliment to to Buster. But that's a wonderful film. I also thought Janet Gaynor was a wonderful film actress. She had such an expressive face. And one of my favorite films for years and years has been Seventh Heaven.
Right.
With Janet Gaynor and Charles Farrell. In one take, she could laugh and cry almost simultaneously, and you understood both emotions because of the expression in her face.
Yeah. All right, Dennis, could you hold on for a second? We have to break.
Sure.
Okay, Dennis Scott is with us. He is the Music Box Theater's house organist, and when we come back, we'll tell you all about the unbelievable 36th Annual Music Box Christmas Sing-Along Double Feature, White Christmas and It's a Wonderful Life, and we'll give you all the details on that and more with Dennis right here on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. We all know what that is. And it's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Thursday, Triple Play Thursday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're live in the Skyline studio here till 4 a.m. My guest is Dennis Scott, Music Box Theater's house organist. The events are starting in a couple of days. The 36th Annual Music Box Christmas Sing-Along and Double Feature, White Christmas and It's a Wonderful Life. Thursday, December 12th through Tuesday, December 24th at the Music Box Theater. And these, you might want to get your tickets. You should probably get your tickets now because most definitely these things definitely sell out. And let's welcome Dennis back. Dennis, welcome back to the show, sir.
Well, thank you, Nick.
All right. And you guys do pretty much sell out almost every performance of this during the holidays, correct?
We actually do, yeah. There are a few seats left. For I think some of the weekend shows are completely sold out.
Yeah,
but you can. There are always people who return tickets, so I mean, keep trying. You know,
yeah.
if somebody wants to try for a weekend, but the weekday shows still have some seats available. But boy, when we put the tickets out for sale, some of the shows sell out immediately.
Yeah.
I'm really gratified by that.
It's become such a big event, and it's become an annual tradition for so many people that it's, you know, it's part of the holidays. It's part of the holidays every year now.
It is, and we have people who come with multiple generations. In fact, I started doing these in '92, and I have people coming back who are middle-aged fellows now, and my parents used to drag me here when I was a kid, And now my parents are in the auditorium, and I'm here. And by the way, this is my 10-year-old son, and
right. So
we've got three generations.
It just keeps going and going. It's amazing.
Now,
Dennis, how long have you been with the Music Box?
I began there in '92 when I moved back to Chicago. I was living in California for a period of time. I had worked there, but I moved back here in '92. I knew the people who were operating the theater at that time, Bob Cheney and Chris Carlo, and they invited me to come to work for them as house organist. And so I played my first Christmas sing-alongs in '92, and Bob or Chris would take turns being Santa. But at that point, we were only doing a few nights. I think we might have been doing two or three nights then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then over the years, it just built, and more people were coming back and bringing relatives. And we have people coming in who say they've moved out of state. They always come back home every Christmas season, and part of their tradition is coming to the Music Box for the sing-alongs.
Well, they start on Thursday, December 12th. They go through Tuesday, December 24th. Go to the Music Box Theater's website to check it out and get your tickets. The advance tickets for a single feature are $13.50. For a double feature, it's $20. Children under 13, $10 for the single, or $15 for the double feature. And then day of tickets are a little more expensive, but they're very, very rarely available. So you want to get your advance tickets now for the 36th Annual Music Box Sing-Along and Double Feature, White Christmas and It's a Wonderful Life. Do you have a favorite number from White Christmas that you guys do?
Oh, I don't, because it's just the entire experience, and to me the audiences are so wonderful because they come wearing their blinking antlers and they're covered with LED lights and they wear ugly Christmas sweaters.
Right.
They bring your sleigh bell sticks to ring when it snows in White Christmas, and then they bring their little silver bells to ring when Clarence gets his wings.
Yeah, that's great.
And just then they talk to the screen and they boo for Mr. Potter.
Right.
And you played that little bit of Auld Lang Syne, I think, at the beginning of this segment.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, after seeing these films so many times, when being in Rosemary, seeing White Christmas, it's just the best. And then when Harry Bailey comes in and he says a toast to my big brother, George, the man in town, I still get a lump in my throat every time I see that.
Me too. Every time I see that movie, the last like 5 minutes of that movie just kills me every time.
And
I watch.
Trust me, I've seen that movie a lot of times.
I bet you have. I bet you've seen it a bunch of times. Yeah, Dennis. So as an organist and a movie theater organist, how many of you guys are out there? And I know Jay Warren. Are there others that are around that you guys like keep in contact?
There are fellows out in the suburbs who are playing at the Tivoli. Everyone in Downers Grove, there are people playing occasionally at the Pickwick in Park Ridge.
Right.
There are two original pipe organs left in Chicago. One is the Chicago Theater. They rarely use the organ.
Yeah.
And the Patio Theater, which now has a new owner. And the organ is still there. It hasn't been playable for about 20 years, but I am hoping that this new owner will do something to restore the organ. There's an old saying that at one time there were so many theaters in Chicago that if everyone in Chicago decided to go to the movies at the same time, they could be seated.
I don't doubt that. Yeah.
But it's a wonderful story, and when you see pictures of the old movie palaces, it sat 2,000, 3,000 people.
And the Music Box, by the way, since you mentioned it, Dennis, the Music Box just showed a documentary about those movie palaces that was really terrific.
Oh, yeah, it was. I knew a couple of people that were there, Dave Sifchak and Bob Boyne, who are protectors of the Uptown Theater, and they've been the guardian angels of the Uptown. I hope that restoration finally takes place.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Because this is still a great theater town, and at the Music Box, we're just we have such a variety of shows there. I just played silent film last night, Peter Pan, with Betty Bronson. Beautiful film. We had a good turnout for that. And we do the silent films there once a month. And this completes our ninth year of our silent film series. And we'll have another one on January 4th with The Student Prince of Heidelberg, starring Ramon Navarro and Norma Shearer, who was, a lot of people don't know that she actually started in silent film.
Now you guys do this, it's the second Saturday?
Well, that was the way it started out, but we're such a busy theater now with all kinds of programming. We have bookers shuffling programs around. We can't always do the second Saturday. Of course, this month it was a Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
Next month it's the first Saturday. So, but it's usually we try to do Saturday at 11:30 a.m. and it might be the first Saturday, second Saturday, or third or fourth. The website.
Again, people can check out the Music Box Theater website for more information about the Silent Cinema series, and also about the 36th annual Music Box Christmas Sing-Along and Double Feature, White Christmas and It's a Wonderful Life. It truly is a great thing to do during the holiday season to go there. The dates, it starts Thursday, December 12th, which would be tonight, It starts tonight and actually goes to Tuesday, December 24th. So it's tonight through Christmas Eve at the Music Box Theater. And I highly recommend that everybody go in there. Is it? Do you ever not think the theater is breathtaking when you go in there, Dennis?
No, it's. I've always worked in theaters. I worked in theater when I was in college in my hometown, and it was a downtown house with a balcony and a pipe organ and a stage and five floors of dressing room. So, mm-hmm. And the Music Box reminds me, and it's a smaller theater, but it reminds me in its feel of that. And so many people, Roger Ebert said that Music Box was his favorite theater in Chicago. Mm-hmm. We just had filmmaker Werner Herzog.
With us
a few months ago, and he just loves the Music Box. Yeah. He couldn't say enough about it.
Yeah, we're lucky to have it. I got to say, we're lucky to have it, and we're lucky to have you playing there. It's always a delight to hear you play, Dennis. Every time you're up there, it's wonderful.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Okay, well, Dennis, have fun and happy holidays and Merry Christmas, and enjoy the sing along this year.
All right, and let's keep it going. And I can play for the 50th in another 15 years.
We'll shoot for that. All right, Dennis, thank you so much.
Right.
Take care.
Thanks, Nick.
All right, Dennis Scott, Music Box Theater's house organist. He's great. It's so wonderful to be in that theater and to watch him and hear him play that organ. And the sing-along is fantastic. Go to musicboxtheater.com for more information and to get your tickets. Get them in advance because they sell out like crazy. My thanks to Dennis Scott. All right, we'll take a break here on 720 WGN.